Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'm a therapist.
And I'm Tyler, and I'm a patient.
We're going to talk about trauma, healing, and everything. Everything is traumatic.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and good night, and happy holidays?
Holidays. You can say that. We want to include every holiday, everybody's holiday, even the really weird non-Christian holidays that people celebrate.
Those are fine.
Yeah, they're okay.
Those are good. Those are good. We
support all faiths and religions.
We do.
And holidays.
Happy holidays.
Hope that you've had like a nice breakfast. You've opened your presents. Mm-hmm. You've argued with your family, and you've had to go outside to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
And you're just like, why the hell did I invite these people over to my house?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just like smoking the cigarette, and then you have to like pull it together to go back inside. But we hope that's not happening. But even if you have to do that, go back inside and smile.
Just go back inside. Have a big smile on your face and just sit down, and you've put on the podcast, and we're here to help you get through.
We want to make you feel good.
Get through this holiday season.
Yes.
And
I think we're going to do, instead of a specific shout out, we're just going to shout out to everybody that listens to this. We appreciate you. We appreciate your listening. We are very happy that you are listening to us on Christmas Day or whenever you do listen to it, but it's best to listen to it on Christmas Day every year.
It's going to have that lasting power of like a Christmas story. This is our Christmas story.
Yes. Yes.
So,
and we know like we've opened our presents. I got a revolver.
Oh, nice.
To shoot the coyotes that have been trying to break into my home. I'm kidding. I don't need a gun.
I was going to say they let you, you passed all the,
no, that I'm still on the list.
I figured. Yeah. Cause I mean, we're on that same list.
Yeah. We're on several lists actually.
Well, I got taken off that one list though.
Yeah. I'm not on that list anymore.
Yeah,
I still
do
have to go door to door and have a check mark beside my name that says I have informed people that I live in the neighborhood. You know what we're talking about. Wink, wink,
wink.
That list, we are not on that list.
And if you guys need clarification on the innuendo, we're talking about the naughty list. That's right, folks.
That's exactly right. Pulling it right back in. Santa Claus.
Santa.
We met Santa.
We did. Yes. Jeff, give, if people haven't been keeping up or chronicling what that looked like this past November, let's give some backstory.
So I thought it would be great if you and I could go meet Santa, the real Santa, the one at Westtown Mall, not one of those cheap dime store Santas that might be at somewhere else.
The one that works at JCPenney's.
Yes, this guy works, and I think he owns Penny's, but I'm not sure how old the politics are.
Mm-hmm.
But so I set up, I asked Tyler, I said, do you want to go see Santa with me? And he said, yes, which made my heart grow 3 sizes in one day.
Mm.
And so
That's
I set up an appointment. Yeah. Well, it's the Grinch kind of growing.
Yeah, but that's not healthy for your heart to grow 3 times.
It's the holiday spirit that's in there. It's not cholesterol.
Oh, well, I don't think the holiday spirit understands how sensitive the heart is if it's enlarging.
That might be true.
3 times its size. It's going
and
to
the
burst.
His heart grew 3 sizes in one day, and then he died.
They quickly rushed him to the hospital.
they could not revive him.
The Grinch was announced dead on arrival.
Yes.
But anyways.
We set up the appointment. We went. We actually did a little documentary, which is available on your YouTube channel.
Yes.
But we'll tell you about it. And so it was meant to be fun, something different to do. But I'll tell you, and this is serious, that once we got there, I sort of got swept away with Santa, and he knew his He knew what he was doing. Mm-hmm. He made us feel at ease. Mm-hmm. He asked all the right questions.
Yeah.
We got to do different pictures with him. He asked us what we wanted. He was very kind.
Yeah.
And so there was a very nice feel of meeting Santa. And I'm totally honest about that. It was really nice. It was sweet. And it was a good experience.
Yeah. I share that sentiment. I had a great time. It's been a long time since I had my picture taken with Santa. And, you know,
yeah.
When he asked us what we wanted, I said I wanted a Polaroid camera.
You did say that. And he asked me what I wanted. And I was a little starstruck. And so I couldn't think of anything funny. So I said, I also want a Polaroid. And Tyler's like, you already got a Polaroid. And I'm like, I want another one. I was really a little nervous around it.
In hindsight, I should have handled that better, Jeff. I'm sorry. I didn't.
No, you were fine. I think we were caught up in the moment, and it was Santa, the big S Santa, not some no-name Santa. This guy had a real beard and stuff. This was not a hack job Santa, like with a fake beard.
I am 100% convinced that he made the time to be at Westtown Mall because, I mean, I just felt it. I think it was him.
It felt good. And you know what? So it was two guys wearing Jeff shirts. I don't know if they're used to that kind of thing, but the staff was really nice. They were very kind.
Mm-hmm.
They acted like it was totally normal. Santa was super cool. He was just like, I don't know if he thought we were freaks or not, but he seemed to genuinely like us. He fist bumped us.
He did fist bump us.
We got to hug him. It was nice.
And we got the pictures.
We do.
We have the pictures to prove it.
I haven't told you about this, but my thought was sometime in the new year that we would give away a autographed picture of you and I with Santa to some lucky listener. We'll have to think of a contest or whatever.
No, what a great idea, Jeff.
Yeah. So we'll send it out to a listener. I'm not sure how we'll figure that out, but maybe we will figure out a way to do that.
Maybe we'll,
from our website or something.
We can talk shop a little later. I mean, we could do like a Christmas in July. We could.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christmas in July. I don't know. But I mean, I love that. I mean, why not? I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Santa doesn't do autographs, so it won't be Santa's autograph. It will be Tyler and my autograph.
Oh, yeah. We should preface that. People might be really expecting,
Santa doesn't do autographs.
Yeah, he doesn't sign things.
Yeah.
Because then you could forge his signature and get the fucking discount on all the toys he gets. Because there's no way he's using hard labor elves anymore. Maybe in the 50s he was doing that.
Yeah. Well, the elves have all rebelled and they have, you know, I think everything got worked out.
Well, Jeff, I don't like your use of the word rebel when they unionized.
I'm sorry. Which is a very positive thing.
Your context of the word rebellion here is very millionaire coded, and you know,
it's a little naughty.
It's a little naughty.
Santa and the elves came to a very good agreement that was good for both.
Yeah,
they were able to get what they needed. Santa continues to get the toys. And the elves get days off, and they don't have to work
like they used to
in the 50s.
It was more for like healthcare, higher pay.
Yeah, yeah. Elves have some diseases that we don't have, so they really need healthcare.
Yeah, and you know, like I kind of wonder if Santa. I don't mean to take it down this route here on Christmas Day for all you celebrators of it. Santa's got to be throwing in some child labor, right?
I think they used to, but I think the latest agreement. I mean, I don't know how old elves are. Elves might be like dogs, where it's like they're six, but they're really 420. I don't know how elves' ages work.
Right.
So maybe they're children. Elf children, But to us, they'd be ancient.
Oh, I see. Yeah, like in an elf's life, like they could be a couple hundred years old, but it's like that's pretty young for our breed of elves.
True.
So
I think they got it worked out, though. I think they've got an agreement where everybody is, things are better.
Right.
Than they used to be.
No, that makes
sense. There's like 10% less elf deaths than there used to be in Santa's workshop.
Mm-hmm. Just 10%?
I think that's a good start.
I mean, I guess comparatively.
Yeah, you can't just fix everything all at once. It's getting better.
Yeah. I mean,
one of the things we'd like to do, and please don't worry about the elves. They're in good shape now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No. I just don't want our listeners to worry about the elves. I think that the negotiations continue. But this guy we met was obviously not harming elves in any way. He was a good guy.
No, he seemed like a changed Santa from the Coca-Cola version, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that Coca-Cola version, the polar bears freak me out a little bit.
Do they?
They shouldn't be drinking Coke, man.
You don't think polar bears should be drinking Coke?
I mean, I'm not sure why we have to anthropomorphize or whatever it's called, animals to do the bad habits we have. You know, it's like, you know, smoking cigarettes, polar bears, camels smoking cigarettes and polar bears drinking Coke, you know.
You think those are bad things?
No, I mean, they're habits. They're not bad things.
I think that's just what camels and polar bears naturally do. That's why the companies chose to use them as their mascot. Like, and you know, maybe it's just me and my logic, but
may be right. I mean, maybe polar bears were the first drinkers of Coke.
I think it's like eggnog to them. It's a seasonal, like it's Christmas time. Polar bears are like, okay, fuck yeah, we're gonna treat ourselves to some Coca-Cola.
Yeah, while we're eating seals.
While we're bashing in seal heads.
While we're slamming seals heads onto rocks and eating them.
I mean, it pairs well with a nice refreshing Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps it go down.
And
we'd like to do something really, really special for a moment. We're not going to do a whole lot of this, but we'd like to do a little bit of Sounds of Christmas.
Oh,
so if you can just,
the Christmas.
Sit down at your chair, put on your ear pods. This would be probably really good. And we're just going to do some Christmas sounds, and we'll announce what we're doing. And then, so we're trying to pull you in. So if you've not had Christmas yet or whatever, we just want you to get in the spirit of the season. So, let's think it's snowing outside. There's a bluster. And then the Santa's on the roof. And then he's sliding down the chimney. And then he's...
Looks like he's stuck. He's stuck in the... Okay.
Plop. And then the polar bears are drinking the Coke. Campbells are smoking the cigarettes. And sing.
Yep, those are the sounds of Christmas.
We hope that made you feel a little closer to your family. And we hope that made you experience the sounds of Christmas, which will be on our new album.
Sounds of Christmas.
The Sounds of Christmas. Coming out probably dead summer.
Doing a Christmas in July thing.
Yeah.
That's when we'll release the Jeff and Tyler presents The Sounds of Christmas. And, you know, I really hope the kids were here for that particular ASMR Christmas edition because I don't know if they're really getting the just the weight and just the weight of the entire fucking situation with Christmas, which it's you know, I don't think they understand they need to go out and buy.
Yeah. That's what it's about.
Is going out.
And kids, if you're listening, ASMR is not just for fetish sexuality anymore.
Well, of course not.
Not anymore.
Well, no, it hasn't been for a while, I don't think.
Oh, well, that's what I've been listening to.
Well, that's fine. That's great. It's good to have someone whisper in your ear and you fucking...
One of my favorite ASMRs is people walking on bugs. The crunching.
Is there walking on bug videos?
Yeah, you women with the high heels walking on bugs.
So are they just outside in nature and they see, hey, here's a line of bugs? Or
no, I think they just pour bugs on the floor and crunch on them with their microphone shoes.
That seems so... I mean, it is a very specific crunch, but I don't know. That seems odd.
We're getting away from Christmas.
We are. Sorry. It's the SMR.
It's okay. I mean, it's just, I think.
I went off on a tangent there, and I didn't mean to, but we need to get back.
No.
Yeah.
You're good, man. I mean, but yes, it is about consumerism. About capitalism. It's really not about what's in your heart. It's really what kind of gift you got for people and how nice it is.
Yeah, it's kind of what's in your wallet. It's like a capital
one. It is definitely what's in your wallet.
Yeah, unfortunately. Which, you know, that's going well.
Yeah, I mean, and we're hoping that all of you got the things or gifts you wanted.
I know, because
if not, the person that gave them to you doesn't love you.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to just boldly state that if you did not get the thing that you wanted for Christmas, you're entitled to throw a hissy fit.
Yeah. So if you're a child and you didn't get what you wanted, your parents don't love you. And you might not even be your parents' kid.
No, at that point, the questioning of who is the parent is very much up for grabs.
And if your partner didn't get you what you wanted, they're probably cheating on you. Almost 100%.
Oh, 100%. They're screwing all your friends. They are screwing every single one of your friends if they did not.
Yep. If they didn't get you exactly what you wanted.
But Jeff, I can't help but to feel like that's not what the holidays are about.
Yeah, we went pretty dark there for a second.
You know, I know the biting satire of embracing the capitalistic Christmas, the old CC.
One of the things I think about, just on a more serious note, of the Christmas season is the friendship that you and I have sort of nurtured from getting to know each other, from film projects, to spending a lot of time talking through these podcasts and spending some time seeing Santa. It's been a really nice experience, and it's sort of like it's free. We've just talked to each other. We've just gotten to know each other and talked about some serious things. We've made each other laugh. We had a buddy's barbecue feast. Mm-hmm. It's really nice, and I feel like that's sort of what Christmas is about, or Thanksgiving is about, or the holidays are about. Is relationships with your family, with your friends, and appreciating those people, because that's really what makes sort of life rich, is that you have relationships with people you care about.
No, that's very sweet of you, Jeff. Thank you. And you know, I've also cherished like just getting to know you and talk and learn who Jeff is as a person and how he kind of thinks and operates and how I kind of think and operate in relation to that. Like it's been great. Like, and you know, the holidays are hard for a lot of people. They're kind of hard on me a little bit. And
yeah,
like the past few years, I've just very much just resented Christmas and the holidays and this season, and it sucks. There's no better way to describe it other than that, but
yeah,
I'm thankful for the family that I do have and the friends that I have. And
yeah, it's hard because all the media that we see, all the movies we see, all sort of culminates in this perfect family Christmas, right? You know, where everybody's happy and everybody gets gifts, and you know, the parents are tired but their kids are happy, and they look at each other and they've done their job. But it's not always like that. There are broken families. There are people that don't get along. There are people that don't get to see their families because they're in different places. And so it's like sometimes we just have to cobble together pieces to sort of give ourselves joy and realize that nothing is like it is in the movies. It's not ever going to be perfect. And so we find community in our own way, you know?
And I think that's what the past couple of years have kind of been, is like finding that community in my own way. Like, and I do, like, usually I spend it with my brother, and I still plan on doing that. And that's always a really great time. But just leading up to it, like, that's, I don't know. I need some sort of Christmas tradition. I need something. I don't know. I don't think I need it. You know, I'm saying I need it. I don't think I need it, but there's a sense of like, wanting, I guess, kind of Christmas to mean something again.
Yeah.
And as you get older and the relationships go away and the family dies, and this sounds very, very dark, but it's very true.
Yeah.
As you get older, the holidays just seem more and more like stressful.
Yeah. You know, it starts as a very magical thing where we still have that. We believe in the magic of Christmas, which is beautiful, religious, non-religious, whatever, the belief that there is something bigger and better in us and that we can have peace and all the things that Christmas symbolizes, or all these holidays symbolize. Mm-hmm. But as you get older and more cynical and life breaks you down, it becomes harder. And so, I mean, I know we've talked about the Santa thing and it sounds ridiculous. The whole idea was sort of supposed to be silly, but it was actually very sweet. And it was just like, okay, so maybe there is this way to, as adults, as people that have seen things, to become childlike again and just do something silly and actually experience a moment of sort of joy. You know, it was just fun.
Yeah.
You know? And then there are moments like that throughout the holiday seasons that I think we can grab hold of, maybe.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I think there's nothing wrong with embracing that, this is a terrible word for it, but it's the one that's popping in my head. The folklore or imaginariness of what the holidays or anything like that is. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with letting loose and being silly. Like, and I think we get it confused for being like, I don't know, just seen as like not, like adults shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
It's fun in small doses. There we go. I don't know. Just do whatever the fuck you want. Do what makes you happy. As long as it's not, in, you know, fucking with anyone else.
Yeah, as long as you're not killing anyone or... They played Christmas movies at work, and so they're just randomly playing Christmas movies. And so they had Charlie Brown Christmas on, which I think was probably made in the 60s, maybe 50s, 60s when it was made. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We always talk about how everything is so capitalistic now and how things keep getting more capitalistic and more. But that movie that show that was made probably in the 60s. We can get our fact checkers to check it. It's talking about the same exact thing. And I don't know if you remember, but Charlie Brown goes to get a tree, and there are all the aluminum trees and the pink trees and whatever. And they're talking about consumerism and capitalism. And so it made me sort of remember that we think that we're worse, but it's sort of the same. And even if you went back, I think, into Rome or whatever during Christmas time, I bet it's the same kind of thing. There were still people pushing the idea of this purchasing and monetizing. It's sort of human nature to do that. But it sort of touched me in the sense of that, yeah, this is a universal kind of thing that every culture has been dealing with. It's not just us. Everybody's always been having to deal with these complexities of the beauty of what it symbolizes versus what it really is.
Right. No. And I started laughing because I was thinking about like Romans having the awkward Christmas dinner and shit
going
like
to
that.
The vomitarium, you know, stuffing themselves, going to the vomitarium to escape the odd political conversation, I'm sure they had. They had all kinds of political shit.
Yeah, but then
there.
They would wrap it up and be like, all right, well, let's quit talking politics and get to the orgy. Like,
yeah, let's go have sex with some young boys. And we're not saying have sex with young boys. I'm just saying that that's what the Romans would have done. Or was that the Greeks?
That is probably all of them. Oh, God, yeah. Is that racist?
We don't advocate having sex with young boys. We're just talking about history. This is history.
God, and in this Christmas season, you know, we probably shouldn't bring up those things, but we're thankful that you've kept it on, that everyone's still in the room. You decided to show your grandma this.
Yes.
It's a really insightful podcast, you told her.
Talking about sex with young boys. Some of this may be edited out. I don't know. Tyler, sometimes I just go turn loose and Tyler has to reel me in.
There's a good balance. There's a give and take.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a give and take.
And so like the holidays is a mix between this beautiful joy of childlike wonder that we try to get back. We're always chasing because there's a few years when we believe in it and it is real and magic. And then we don't. And so we're always chasing that, I think. And, you know, every Christmas story has some kind of, you know, it's that Christmas Carol kind of thing. You're trying to recapture the person you were at one time, to have that joy where you loved and you were happy and all those things. It's a hard time. And like people get depressed. It's just a rough time. And so it gets dark, it's cold. Then you have this pressure of trying to create the perfect Christmas. Mm-hmm. There's no perfect Christmas.
No,
you just try to be with the people you care about, try to survive the awkward conversations, and try to remember that if you can put some of that aside and just look at the person and say, you know, I'm just glad you're here. You know, I'm glad Tyler and I are talking to each other about this stuff. I'm glad we've had these relationships that we've had building through these talks. I'm hoping we could just, everybody can, and I love Tyler, so there's no like awkward problems with Tyler. But when we're looking at the people in our sitting around our table or not, or the people that we don't talk to, or the annoying people that call us, whatever, trying to just remember that, you know, there is a connection there. And if we can try to see the good, maybe that's what Christmas is about, trying to see the good in people and trying not to attack or fight, just to be like, okay, so we're people. We're all people. We're all in the human experience. And we know that we all are going through things. And so let's be gentle and kind to each other.
Yeah. You know, Jeff, that was beautifully put. It really is the sentiment of what it represents, of just like, hey, this is a time where it's been a long fucking year. it's a long fucking every year, but it's been a long fucking year. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the solstice. It's winter. Everything's dying. This is the death part. Yada, yada. We'll be reborn. Whatever.
Yeah.
Let's just not be a dick to each other.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good reminder of what we should be doing every day, which is trying to be kind, trying to understand. And we're all always going to fail at that. We're going to get irritated. We're going to be grumpy. But I think Christmas is that time when we try to say, okay, we can restart. We can try again. Let's be gentle. Let's try to remember what it was like when we were kids and we did have that magical kind of thing of Santa's going to come and bring us stuff. Yeah. And we believed in that stuff, and we saw the reindeer and all that stuff. So, I mean, those things, it's just a reminder of that innocence there once was, and that we can sort of get a little bit of that back if we just treat each other decently.
God, and, you know, it's a very nice thought. And I think we could do it as a human race, maybe, but it's just realistically, we get too caught up in our own shit.
Yeah. And it's, as a human race, it's too big. I think all we can do is we can individually try to treat other people with kindness, and that's all we can control. And so that may not fix the human race, but it may fix somebody's day. It might help somebody. You know, you give a little extra bigger, better tip. You give somebody, you tell somebody what a good job they're doing. You treat somebody with respect. You look somebody in the eyes and say hello.
Well, hold on.
You listen to somebody.
Everything was fine until the eye contact. I mean,
I don't like to look at anybody's eyes. That's how they get you. That's how they steal your soul.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Like for me, it's hard to make eye contact because I feel like I'm gonna break down. Or I'm going to start crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as Ken has mentioned that I always look like I'm on the verge of crying. So that's my secret.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Yeah.
It's ideally like what we would want to do is be present and be kind in the moment every day.
Yeah.
But also,
and there's sometimes, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, but it's the balance. It's the balance of it.
Yes.
If you were just perfectly healed all the time, I don't know. And maybe this might be like, don't take advice from me, but I think sometimes you need the bad to balance out the good. If you were fully good, then there's no need for bad. And then life's boring. You need some bad.
Yeah. Well, there's no joy without pain. There is no light without darkness. I mean, if it's dark all the time, you would not understand light.
Yeah.
We just wouldn't get it. So we have to have the ups and downs, you know? And I think the thing we have to remember is our job is to try to be gentle and kind as we can. We may not know how that affected somebody, but we do know if we yell at somebody and put them down, how that's going to affect them. So it's possible that an act of kindness, even a small act of kindness, can really help somebody. It's certainly not going to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
To be gentle and kind. And so I think it sometimes is very hard to do that because we're frustrated, we're in a hurry, whatever. But we can. We can do it when we can.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I'm just as guilty as that, like, of I have trouble. Like, and I gotta be mindful and just understanding that I'm gonna make mistakes and be snappy or come across as rude or hurt someone's feelings, or I have to accept those bad things that will inevitably happen, but it's okay as long as you're trying.
Yeah. And I mean, there is the Pollyanna view of the world, and we're just not going to be there. The world's messed up.
Yeah.
You can't fix it by being kind, but you can make it better. You know, you can fight for things you believe in. You can advocate and contribute to causes you think are good.
Mm-hmm.
You can vote, you can do things. And we can try, you know?
Yeah. That's all we can really do here, you know?
And we're still going to die horrible.
Yeah, of course.
There's no getting over that we're going to die in a nuclear holocaust. Probably in the next, 6 to 8 months?
You think so?
No, I think we got at least a year.
Okay, that's the bet. At least a year. I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it 5.
I think we will be here for at least one more visit to Santa. And one more Everything is Traumatic Christmas special. I almost guarantee it there will be another one.
We're going to do another Christmas one? Oh, like one every year?
Well, yeah. Yeah. If we keep doing the podcast, we'll do one every year.
We'll do one every year. Yeah. The Christmas. Yeah. This has been such a special episode. We've talked about so many wonderful Christmas topics.
You know, I think people are just going to be happy that they can get away from their family for a few minutes to like disengage and get their brain back together.
Yeah. Or if someone like doesn't have a family.
Yeah, you can listen to us. Really, you're part of our family. If you're listening to this, you're part of our family. You're part of the Everything Is Traumatic family.
We have officially adopted every single one of you. If you do not have,
family. But we're not paying for college.
No,
you're gonna have to do that on your own
or anything, really. But we're
no cash from us. But we're emotionally supporting you,
and you get the street cred. You get to say I have two dads.
Named Jeff.
Named Jeff.
Yeah. And they saw Santa.
Yeah, go ahead and let me in. So technically three.
Yeah. Dads. Santa's your dad.
You know, I often wonder like what kind of like sponsorship deals Santa has with some of these corporations. I don't mean to villainize them like that, but I don't even know if that's a word either. Villainize? Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah.
He's got to have some sponsorships if, like, he is getting, like, you know, Apple products and fucking, you know, any of
them. Yeah. I mean, he's got to be on the board of some of these corporations. I don't think the elves are making Apple products. I think those are made by slave labor in China.
Right. So then what the fuck are the elves doing nowadays? It's not like they're actually making anything. Like, in my head,
I think the elves are... You know, they're mainly figureheads.
Oh, really? You think they're just kind of like puppet figureheads?
Well, I mean, they're not puppets. They're really elves. But I mean, they're they bring out the elves and like, you know, hey, the elves made this stuff. But I mean, I think they're more just ambassadors. Sort of like Mickey Mouse.
So does that mean they like oversee the slave labor for like Apple?
No, that's Mr. Apple.
Yeah, I'm just wondering on the Venn diagram of Santa and capitalism where the corruption and stuff overlaps.
I feel like Santa is the good part of it because he's giving these things away for free.
Yeah,
but I mean, obviously he's got some back-end deals where he's getting...
That's what I'm saying.
Some stuff, but it doesn't mean he's bad.
I'm not
trying to... I think the elves are just ambassadors, you know, and...
I know this sounds like I'm trying to come after Santa... And cancel them, but I'm really just asking questions. I'm asking questions. Like no one's asked Santa.
The Santa's giving the stuff away. He's not. It's like a zero sum game for him. People give him the stuff, and he gives it away.
Listen,
and I guess through the idea of if he gives you the Apple thing and you like the Apple, you'll buy more Apple products. It's like the loss leader when they have the cheap CDs or the TV at the place. You go in, the TV they lose money on, but then they get money off of the other stuff you buy.
Listen, Jeff, I'm just saying, okay, if we can make the comparison to Robin Hood, okay?
Okay,
Robin Hood stole from the rich and gave to the poor.
Yeah.
The fuck is what the fuck is he doing? He's literally just making someone that was rich poor and the other one rich.
Well, then he can flip it.
Now he has to, he's in a Prometheus fucking situation here, Jeff, where he's constantly robbing poor people.
Well, what do you expect from a fox that wore a hat?
A little integrity for one.
Yeah, that's the Robin Hood thing has never been, I just never really loved it.
I'm just saying, compare it to Santa, who is Santa taking from? Because actually that would make him a hero. If Santa was robbing Apple and Disney and whatnot, but then also you have to consider that Santa is leaving the child labor force there. And that's a bad look for Santa.
Maybe he's like whatever he it's like the opposite. It's like the opposite thing where you know, like you can give like sometimes there's a medicine that's like Adderall that you use for ADHD, but it's a stimulant, but for certain people it works flipped. So maybe Santa looks like the ringleader of all this, but maybe he's the good guy.
I mean, look,
we met him, man.
I'm just
he was right there.
I know we met him.
We looked him in the eye.
I know, but looking back on it, Jeff, and
yeah,
I'm thinking more about him, and we might have just shook hands with a fucking, at the very least, someone who condones those things.
You've said a lot that's making me think.
I don't want to make you not a true believer anymore, Jeff. I'm just right. asking everyone you. To just look.
You're wanting us to ask the hard questions.
I'm asking the hard questions about Santa. And, you know, I feel like I should have, but I was taken away with the magic and whimsy just as much as you were. So
maybe the reindeer are the bad guys, so to speak.
They're flying reindeer. What did they do?
Well, they beat up Rudolph for one reason. They were bullies.
Well, they just didn't let him. They didn't let him play. You know, no one ever bothered to ask, was Rudolph allowed to play those reindeer games?
Ask Maybe Rudolph questions. Is the problem. Maybe it's all on him. These are good questions, man.
You know, I got a lot of questions for the holidays. You know, why would the elf want to be a dentist?
Yeah, that was crazy. What? You know what? These are good questions, I think, for you sitting around your dinner table. You've stepped out. You've screamed obscenities. Go back in and ask some of these questions. Why did the elf want to be a dentist? Just say that out of the blue. Don't tell them you've listened to the podcast. Just start asking these questions.
Ask him if Rudolph was allowed to play those reindeer games. Ask him to look a little deeper into Santa.
Yeah.
And the Coca-Cola Corporation.
Yeah.
Who invented
Ask him those
Santa.
Questions. And then when you go and they say, what the hell are you talking about? Are you on drugs? You say, no, I listen to this podcast. And what you don't know is this podcast will self-destruct after you listen to it. You go back and it's not there, and then they think, oh, he's crazy. And then you get admitted to a psych unit.
Yeah.
You spend next Christmas locked up with Jack Nicholson.
Who is apparently locked up.
Well, I mean, it's just in the movie.
Oh, wait, which Christmas movie? Oh.
It's not a Christmas movie. It's just a sanitarium movie.
Oh, I was going to say. But you know, Jeff, I think this has reached its logical conclusion. I'm not sure
there's anything logical about the conclusion, Jeff, but I think we better stop before we get visited by the government.
You know, yeah, I think we've done the job. We've spread the goodwill.
Yeah,
and we can leave everyone off with this. Happy holidays to Allians.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Morning, evening, or afternoon.